just going to do. Amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 3. Hey, Kelly. Amen. It took our long time to write out all those zeros. Amen. Hallelujah. In front of the 9. Amen. Amen. Now, when? Everybody say when. Yeah. Circle the word when. So there's a time for everything, isn't it? The Bible, listen. Now, when all the people were what? Are y'all with me? Luke chapter, what is it? Luke chapter 3? Or are we not? Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Is that where you're at? Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Now, when, everybody say when, all the people were what? What happened? Now, let's read that first word. Now, when it came to pass. Everybody say that. Now, when it came to pass. How many are ready for some things to come to pass? There's a time for everything. There's a season for everything. Amen. But you got to be faithful. I want to talk to y'all tonight about open heaven. Somebody say, thank God for an open heaven. I think it's high time for an open heaven. How about, I like that. One of the first songs I got to do when I was at Christ for the Nation, we were having a prayer time, and, you know, I could barely play the keyboard. Amen. And just in a prayer time at Christ for the Nation, I was just right there, and all of a sudden that song, Open Heaven's Door, came. You know, Open Heaven's Door. Amen. So we've come a long way through storms and the rain. There were mountains that we had to climb. There were valleys that we had to go through. Hear my spirit, Lord, as I'm crying out to you. We need to hear from heaven a whisper from your lips. Amen. We need your healing touch. Renew this heart again. Somebody say, open heaven's door. When is heaven's door open? It says when all the people, somebody say all of them. There's something about the word all. There's something about unity. Amen. How many want to see an open heaven round about Nations Church? Amen. There are somebody's, you know, how many remember that message, the know-it-all nobodies? You can't count know-it-all nobodies. Amen. But for those that have a chance, amen, they can be included into that all. Amen. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens, what happened? The heavens was open. Somebody say, thank God for that. And then the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven and said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well what? How do we please God? Somebody say, faith pleases God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Well, I tell you what, obedience, faith and obedience go hand in hand. How many want to please God and see, how many want to see God pleased in your life and you want heaven to be open with you? Amen. What happens when we please God? You get the Holy Ghost's assistance. You get assistance from the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, when they were all baptized. If someone said, were they all baptized in water? Yeah, but it's more, something more and something a little bit deeper than just being baptized with water. Water baptism represents death. When they had all died, somebody said, when they were all dead, after they shot each other up, amen, after they had all just said, listen, I've had enough of my own way, my own ideas, after they all got to the point to where they said, I want to die to self, and they all got baptized, amen, they all went down into the water and said, listen, I don't want my way anymore, amen, I don't want my desires anymore, I want the way of Christ, amen, I want to follow Christ with all of my heart, with all of my mind. How many want an anointing from the Holy Ghost? We were talking about this morning that prayer. Listen, yes, Lord, the yes, Lord prayer. You know, just saying yes to the will of the Lord. Somebody say yes. Yes. Yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way. Amen. Well, I tell you what, that's baptism. How many want to be baptized in the will of God? It's no, doesn't do you any good to get baptized in water when you're not, you haven't made up your mind that you want to die. You can get baptized, and you know, someone said, if you not have it made up in your mind, if you have made, water baptism has to do with your mindset, not necessarily your spirit. Water baptism has to do with your mindset. And I tell you what, your spiritual, you know, your spirit is not going to change until, first of all, you make up your mind, amen, that you want to change. Some say mindset change, a repentance. You got to make up in your mind that, listen, what I have in my head just don't cut it anymore, and I'm not going to follow that directions anymore. Amen. I'm going to follow the way of the Spirit. And that water baptism is nothing but a symbol, an outward symbol, that you have changed your mind concerning the way that you think. After they were all baptized, after they had all gotten to the point that, listen, you get baptized with the Holy Ghost when you don't have any mind anymore. Now, I know we're not to tarry anymore in the Holy Ghost, but we need to get back to some basics and not remove some ancient landmarks. Amen. The old saint said when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost, they made you tarry. How many remember those? Maybe some of you don't remember those long tarry services. Amen. You go up to the front. Today, you go up to the front, they nearly just tell you what to say. I mean, I've heard all kind of crazy stuff. One person went up to the thing and said, just start talking like a baby. You got it. You got it. Say all kind of crazy stuff. Somebody did that in here one time. We first started the church, said, no, you need to take that back where you got it from, across the freeway, or you can't, you know, that's just baby talk. That's not the baptism in the Holy Ghost. That's not tongues. Amen? The true baptism of the Holy Ghost, the true evidence of baptism in the Holy Ghost is power. It's power, not necessarily tongues. Thank God for tongues. We should all speak with tongues. Amen? But the true evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is power. But God empowers what within us? He empowers the nature of Christ within us. And I tell you what, Christ ain't going to live with your mindset. He's a one-man show. We got one guy here that went to church with Brother Osteen. Amen? Somebody say amen? When Jesus comes on the inside, he's not in there to go to court with you and debate with you and work through all these things with you, try to convince you. Some people say, come now, let us reason together. No, that means come, let us agree. You come and get an agreement with God. Amen? We want to see more power. Brother Bishop Patterson was on television this past week. Bishop Patterson was talking about why is it we got more tongue talkers in the world today than we've ever had. You know that? We got more people going to church today than we've ever had. In any time in history, there are more people speaking in tongues today than any time in history. There are more people going to church on a regular basis than any time in history, but we see less signs, we see less wonders, and we have less power. Why? Somebody say, missing ingredients. We need to get back to that old time baptism. Somebody say, amen? Not just putting them in the water without a mindset to change. Let me tell you what, if you haven't made up your mind that you're going to change, amen, that you don't want to go back your own way, you're going to go down a wet center. Amen, you're going to go down a center. Guess what? You're going to go down a dry center, and you're going to come up a wet center. That water baptism means nothing. Jesse and I were going through the database today. You couldn't imagine the hundreds of people. They ask you, have you ever been saved? There's no date for salvation, but they can tell you, I was baptized at 6. I was baptized at 7. We think if we can just get them in the water, we'll get them to heaven. Amen. That's not necessarily true. Amen. But after they were baptized, and I want you to know that baptism meant after they had died to self. After they made up in their mind. See, we want to deal with the Spirit, we want to deal with the Spirit, we want to deal with the Spirit. But I tell you what, your mind has a lot to do with it too. Your mind has a lot to deal with it. Your mind, you got to make a decision in your mind that you want to go on with God. And a lot of people that have made things up in their mind, they want to blame, oh, my spirit's weak, or that. They make that excuse, oh, the devil was after me, amen. But you need to make up your mind. You don't want to go to hell, amen. You want to go on with God. You want to live, amen. Then you get that supernatural help. That thing is true. You say, listen, everybody heard that thing where people say, listen, if you take one step, he'll take two. Well, I tell you what, the first step to empowerment and the first step to Christianity is just make up in your mind you want God. Just make up in your mind you want God, that you're going to receive God in your life, you're going to run for him with all of your heart, all of your soul, and your mind. Now listen, and all the people were baptized, and it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe we can take that up to the New Testament right here. Listen, when we all get to the point to where we make up in our mind that we want to follow God, that we want to die to the flesh, and we want to be alive to God, then Jesus comes on the inside of us, and then we get that baptism of what? He will baptize you with what? Fire. Somebody say fire baptism. Say baptized with fire. I believe that's the second baptism. That's the baptism of power. I believe that first baptism, the baptism which is of water, you know, is people that go down and they want to make a public sign in front of all people, say, hey, look, I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian. They tell the whole world, I belong to God. I belong to God. I belong to God. But I tell you what, there's a second baptism. Somebody say the second one. The real important one. Amen. The second baptism is like right here, is when heaven opens up and then God baptized them with fire. Amen. And that's when God tells the world, now he belongs to me. Amen. Have you been baptized? Have you told the world that you belong to God? Some people would never know who you belong to. Does your lifestyle say you belong to God? Do some of our lifestyles say, hey, we go to church. We know all the Christian lingo. Amen. But what is evidence of a true Christian, of someone truly been baptized? They've died to self. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives on the inside of me. Amen. When you get baptized, you're going to say, listen, I tell you what, I'm going to go down in this water. And if you don't pick me up, God, I'm not coming back up again. It's all over. Do you hear what I say tonight? Amen. We're talking basic Christianity here tonight, and I believe it's good. Amen. So many people want to run on for Jesus, run on for Jesus, run on for Jesus. We just need to get to the point where we just start talking about crucifixion of the flesh. Amen. Death. Somebody say death. Amen. Say it again. Death. You got to die. The only way up is down. Somebody say amen. Somebody say die to it. You can't drag it along with you. Amen. If you want true power, if you want an open heaven, get to the point to where you die to yourself. Amen. And you die to the flesh. And then guess what? You will receive this baptism by fire. Amen. And then the Holy Ghost. Somebody say the Holy Ghost descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. Somebody say hallelujah. I tell you what, when people are dead, ravens hang around. Amen. Some people got buzzards and ravens hang around dead things. Amen. Ravens and buzzards hang around dead things. Amen. But the Holy Ghost hangs around people that are alive in Christ. It descends on people that are alive in Christ. Amen. Then the Holy Ghost descended in bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven. Somebody say, praise the Lord. When you go down with water, somebody say, hallelujah. This is initial evidence thing that we're talking about. If you would listen to what I'm talking about here tonight, it says, listen, when you go get baptized, you say, listen, I want to be with Jesus. I identify with Jesus Christ. I identify with his call. You make that public confession. Then notice right here, when Jesus was baptized, a voice came from heaven and said, now that's my child. When you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, what? That same voice, somebody say the same voice, starts to make identity with you again. Amen. As soon as you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, you open your mouth and God starts to speak in tongues to you. And you know what that is? That's the Holy Ghost saying, that's my child again. Here, this one belongs to me. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. Has heaven been open and been allowed to speak through you? Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's about time that we start to be that peculiar and separated people. And I want to get back to the point to where we start talking about everybody wants to fit in with everybody else, but we're supposed to stick out. We're supposed to be set apart, amen? We're not supposed to fit in. We're supposed to sing a new song, amen? There's supposed to be a difference. We're not supposed to look like them, amen? Not supposed to talk like them, not supposed to act like them, amen? Behold, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Don't pull them back up. Somebody say, thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's a supernatural thing, and you've got to have it. Let's go over here. I like this verse right here. I hope I still got it in my Bible. Let's go over to Acts chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Some say an open heaven. I'd like to see an open heaven around Nations Church. But we got to raise a standard. Amen. What does it take to see an open heaven? Amen. It takes, first of all, people say, listen, I belong to God. I belong to God. People start thinking you're crazy. Oh, Dean got baptized. He didn't give up this. It's always Dean talking. It's always Dean talking about Jesus. Always this one talking about Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Then sooner or later, God's going to baptize you with fire. Then God starts to talk for you. Your signs and wonders start. After you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, you don't have to prove your point. The power will prove it for you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But that won't happen. Listen, in Acts chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, someone say, thank God for that. Someone say, was fully come. It says they were, listen, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord in one place. Someone say, thank God for that. Notice that here in the Bible says they were all baptized before they got to open heaven over Jesus. They were all baptized. Here in the second chapter of Acts, it talks about again. Listen, they were all with one accord, and there appeared unto them what? Cloven tongues of fire. Amen. And it sat upon each of them, and they were all, somebody say, all of them, filled with the Holy Ghost, and to begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. How many are ready for something like that right now? How many would like to see something like that happen today? Amen. How many want to see the power? See, it gets me, so many people want to get the power. They want to have the power, amen, but they don't want to do anything to bring on the power. There are two types of people. There are some people that always talk about power, 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 but always splitting stuff up so they can never get power. Power comes about by love and unity. When you learn to love one another, you long to get along with one another, amen, you strive for unity, you strive for peace, I tell you what, power will accompany the peace of God. There's never been a demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost in any church, amen, in any church or in any place where the people were in disunity, strife, and friction. Whenever there was a Holy Ghost outpouring, those people were together with one mindset, amen, one vision, one goal, one cause, and look what God did. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. Somebody say, out of every nation under heaven. I like this right here. You know, this says something right. This might be a wild one, but I teach this right quick. They said this gospel must be preached throughout all the world. Then the end shall come. Every nation must hear the gospel. Do you, anybody know that? Then the end shall come. This scripture right here qualifies. I believe it. Amen. Some say out of every nation. Devout men out of every nation under heaven. Didn't say just under the nations. They knew some say every nation under heaven. Amen. So every nation heard the gospel. Amen. There was somebody out of every nation that heard the gospel on that one day. Amen. Now this was noised abroad, and the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. Amen. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these speak Galileans? And how we hear every man speaking in our own tongue, wherein we are born. Notice that the demonstration of the Holy Ghost was able to identify with everybody under heaven. Today, we want to get familiar with everybody. We want to be like everybody else. We want to throw out the flow of the Holy Ghost. We want to flow out worship. We want to throw out tongues. So that we would be able to communicate with all the different people. Some people might not like the way you scream. Some people might not like the way you speak in tongues. But notice this right here. The first evangelistic campaign ministered to every tongue and every nation out of heaven, and it was a Holy Ghost flow. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Some say the power of the Holy Ghost is very seeker friendly. If there's a seeker, it'll be friendly. Because the Bible says, listen, my sheep know my voice. Those that are to be saved, they're not going to be offended by that. They're not going to be thrown off by that. They'll know the voice of God. They say, hey, somebody say hallelujah. When the power of the Holy Ghost comes on you, who is that speaking? He says, listen, he said, in that day, you'll not know what to say, but it'll be me on the inside of you speaking. When they were baptized in the Holy Ghost, somebody say, praise God, Jesus himself began to speak through the church, through the power of the baptism of the Holy Ghost and through supernatural tongues, glossolalia, amen? And those that were to be saved knew the voice of Jesus, amen? They knew the voice. They heard that sound. I tell you what, if we could get into the place of perfect praise, don't worry about those that get offended, amen? To those that are perishing, it's the stench of death anyhow, amen? They're not going to like it, amen? But to those that are seeking and want to know God, I don't care if they live in an executive White House, glory to God, or in the gutter someplace else, if they are to be saved, it will be a sweet sound in their ear. It won't offend them. We can't, somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, don't drop the standard. I want to see what Jesus said. I don't want just a big church, amen. A crowd's not a church. Crowd's not a church. Crowd's not a church. Glory to God. Thank God for them. A crowd's not a church, but the presence of God is. Amen. So they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and then they all began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, not are all these. Somebody say they were all amazed. They were all freaked out. But it didn't hurt the gospel, did it? Yeah, there are going to be people that come in here when we speak in tongues. Well, they might just get confused. Somebody say they were confused here. But right there in that day, there were 3,000 people added to the church in one day. I have yet to find any church that adds 3,000 people in one day. I mean, we look at you and applaud hands if you can get 3,000 in 4 years. Amen. If you can get 500 in a year, that's excellent. The biggest of them can't do it. Amen. But 3,000 people added in one day, and the majority of them that were added to the church in that one day, they were amazed and began to wonder. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Look at all these different nations that were there that day. All these different kinds of people. And down in 11, it says, we do hear them in our tongues the wonderful things of Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what means this? Others mocking said, these men are full of wine. It's all right to have people poke fun at you. I tell you what, when people start to poke fun at you, you might just be right on the forefront of revival. You might just be on the forefront of revival and say, these are all drunk. When people start to talk about you and mock you, don't get sad about it. Amen. Notice before this day, there were not many of them. Amen. It was just about 120 of them. They had more than that, but they had a church split before there was even a church. When that prayer meeting first started, I mean, that place was packed. By the time the revival came, half of them had run and left. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So just in one night, somebody say, glory to God. In one day, there are about 120 seats in this place. Now I want you to visualize. There are about 120 seats in this room right here. In one day, somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, we got a long way to go. But in one day, the power of the Holy Ghost, when God said, these belong to me. Not when God began to speak. It's not what they did when God began to speak through them. Amen. When God said, this one's mine. They were added to the church in one day. Somebody say, one day. 3,000 souls. You couldn't accredit that to anybody else but God. Why? Because they thought they were drunk. There wasn't any great orator there. Amen. There wasn't any of those other things. Now, we do know that one of them got up and preached. Thank God for that. Amen. And explained what they saw. Somebody say hallelujah. Others, Maki said, these men are full of new wine. Somebody say thank God. You know what? I believe some people today, half the believers are full of something, but they're not full of new wine. And that's the problem. Somebody say, why ain't anybody in church? Is President you not preaching good enough? No, I tell people straight up right in front of their face because they don't want to be like you. The number one reason why there's not revival going on right now, because they see half the people are supposed to be Christian. They say, I don't want to be like them. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Others mocked and said, and Peter standing up with the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, notice that it was the 11 that got to speak. Who stood up? Today, the loudest one stands up and wants to talk. Amen. But notice that the 11 stood up. Why? Because the Bible says study to show yourself approved. They had served Jesus for about 3 years. They had been with Jesus, sitting under Jesus, meditating, praying, watching what he did, listening to what he said. Amen. I believe that's why the 11 stood up, because they said, man, we were there when he said, we know exactly what to say. We qualify to speak because we've been around long enough to run our mouth. Somebody say hallelujah. It's getting kind of quiet in here. Today you come in, everybody wants a platform. Everybody wants a microphone. Everybody wants a banquet. Somebody say amen. Amen. Everybody wants to say so, but don't nobody want to stick around long enough. You hear what I'm saying? Stick around long enough to where somebody wants to hear you. Hallelujah. It's good. Hallelujah. So the 11 stood up. And they qualified to stood up. Not all the whole 120. The other ones just demonstrated what God did on them. They were full of the Holy Ghost and full of joy, full of power. Amen. And then those 11 that walked with Jesus and were discipled and mentored, they stood up and represented, and they began to speak with one voice. Amen. And it said right here, Peter standing up with the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, let this be known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. This is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days. Somebody say the last days. Saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, in the last days, they'll prophesy. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. How many want a revival? How many want a revival? Oh, it's kind of quiet in here. I tell you what, I want a revival. I want to be sitting around here forever doing nothing. I want to move from heaven. I want to move from God. Amen. You can sleep, amen, and play games if you want to, but there's a new day. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We need to learn to rejoice and be glad in it and walk in the liberty of God and walk in the power of God. You can have revival whenever you want to. You can have faith for revival. I was at school one day, and we were coming out of one class, and they were talking about revival. They were talking about revival, talking about revival, talking about revival. And I was walking across the thing. God said, you can have revival today if you want it. He said, all you got to do is be willing to die. He said, you know, dried up dead things burn faster. Dried up dead things burn faster. Dried up dead things burn faster. Amen. You just put a dry dead log on the fire and watch it burn. Amen. When you realize that all you got in your own ability is nothing but a bunch of trash, amen, all you need is God, it'll burn real fast. Amen. It'll burn real fast. You hear? But if you're still valuing stuff and thinking it's so fresh and can preserve life, amen, it's not going to catch on fire. It's not going to catch on fire. It's not going to catch on fire. When you realize that all God wants to do with your flesh and all he wants to do is watch you burn. Somebody say, watch you burn with the presence of God. And people are going to say, don't you care about that? But no, I'm torching it, amen. Don't you care about your life? Yeah, I care about my life. Watch me burn it. I'm going to give it over to Jesus. There are a lot of people that look at the way I live. Don't you want this? Don't you want that? Don't you desire to do it? No, I'm going to set it on fire, amen. And when you start to set things on fire that other people may think are so important to them, glory to God, it'll attract some attention. It'll start to attract some attention, glory to God. But we're so busy trying to hold on stuff. We're trying to keep everything from the fire of God. This is mine. That's mine. Oh, I won't go here. I won't go do it. I won't be just like everybody else. Nobody's willing to die. But when you find out you get some people that are willing to die and willing to stand up for the cause of Jesus Christ, willing to make a sacrifice, you'll have a fire. Amen. Somebody say praise God. Sit down. You woke up. Glory to God. I still got 3 hours. Amen. Make up for time missed. Amen. Glory to God. I know about it. Amen. We had down there, was at one place, glory to God, there was always revival. There was always signs. There was always wonder. There was always mighty, powerful things going on. Why? Because people were willing to lay down their life for Jesus. They were serious about it. You want to see God move in your life? You want to see an anointing? Let some flesh burn. Put it on the altar of sacrifice. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. And today, Lord, we lay on the altar, Father God, selfish ambition, selfish desire. Hallelujah. Pride, glory to God. All those things, Father God, we know that none of those things will avail anything. It's only you, Jesus. It's only you saying that you love me that makes a difference, God. Not because what I can do, hallelujah. Not because of who I am, Father God, but because who you are. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just ask you to burn in me. If that's all you want to do is just burn. Somebody say glory to God. Glorify. Somebody say glorify yourself in me. That's what God wants to do. He wants to glorify himself in you. And that glorification means illumination. He wants to set you on fire. Don't hold any thing back from the fire of God. Somebody say glorification. Say it again. Glorification. Say it one more time. Glorification. And we're so busy trying to hold our stuff back when God's trying to glorify it. Let me tell you what, another scripture says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches, where? In glory. In glory or in glorification. Somebody say amen. Your need will be met as you learn just to toss things over to Jesus. Amen. to pick up that carefree lifestyle. Put it over to Jesus. Amen. God will supply every one of your needs. Amen. Stop holding on to stuff. Try. You know, we got one. You brother over here wants to get out there and do what God wants him to do. Amen. Somebody say, glorify yourself in me, God. Put some stuff. Don't compromise it. Just throw yourself on the altar of sacrifice and burn. Amen. Set yourself up to where you couldn't go back. Somebody say, haven't you? Don't you want to turn around? I don't know the way. I tore it. I done burnt every bridge I knew how to burn. Amen. When I started out with Jesus, I don't have any desire whatsoever to turn around. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad. Amen. And you going too. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm here tonight. Somebody say glory to God. It's not Friday night. It's not a Holy Ghost meet, but I'm here right now with a blowtorch from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Trying to tell you, first of all, if you want to be filled with fire, if you want to be filled with passion, you want to be filled with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, put something on the altar. Do you have something that God can burn? Amen. Do you have something that God can burn? Amen. Hallelujah. Or are you all burnt up? There are some people, you know, one people that never get qualified. There's nothing else I can give. I'm all burnt out. One person tried to say, I was burnt out. One person went to my mother in the church where she was at, went up to mom, you know, and said, I'm just burnt. I can't do it anymore. I'm just burnt out. I'm just worn out. And my mom said, she looked up before she could say anything, said, honey, how can you be burnt out when you were never on fire? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. Just start to bless the Lord right now. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire right now in Jesus' name. Burn them in Jesus' name. Just set somebody on fire in the name of Jesus. Roko shamandika zure batandi ke celebrabado ostana ha frambo grosta le bere alabo sande ke tefroposa de hada hisi ke hana. Oh, glory to God. Father, we put aside all of that stuff, Father God, and we just say it's only your fire in us that makes a difference. It's only your fire in us that will attract men to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Set a fire in this church right now in the name of Jesus, and let that blaze be seen all the way to Conroe, all the way down to Beltway 8, Father God, all over the nation. Let the fire burn. Let them see people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Call somebody to make a sacrifice with their life in Jesus' name, Father God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let's just pray for 5 minutes. Glory to God. Just get up and pray with everything within you. Pray with everything within you. Just pray real hard. Pray for fire. Pray for fire. Pray for fire in the name of Jesus. Bring it just pray. Know that it's nothing in yourself. It's only Jesus. It's only Jesus. It's only Jesus. It's only Jesus. Give it all to him. It's only Jesus. It's only God. Give it all to him. He'll meet your need. What you burn, he'll give it back in glory. You'll send it up there one way. It'll come back. He'll try it in the fire. It'll come like pure gold. It'll come back pure gold. In one day, God can do anything. Oh God, don't let us reveal to us things that we hold back within ourselves, oh God. We want to live for you, God. We want to live for you in the name of Jesus. Braca brasto to shene meni gacino, randale lobo shalahai, labrata to seminici den mahambrata to kosam di achiki, nagadunga zigandan de steribo, breta tole nini kachala bahande gashida hai. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Langrombonodustadahai. How many need your need met? How many manosta? Huh? My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Sutatustada bahanda ha. Horabada dushtala bada dushtada. What are his riches? The thing you turned over to him in glory. He's doing it. Thank you, Father. 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 Strengthen us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all of your provision. In the name of Jesus. The more you burn, the more he'll give back. Glory to God. Put it in the fire. It keeps coming back. Start sowing stuff and watch it come. Look at your time. Look at your time. Put it in the fire. Glory to God. And watch it come back. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Some things are so easy to burn. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Burn it up in the name of Jesus. Fire represents energy and power. Energy and power. Glory to God. Energy and power. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Write it down, sister. Just write it down. Glory to God. Just write it down. Hallelujah. Write it down. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father. Say, I will not be afraid. Glory to God. God is on your side. You can make it. You will make it. Amen. Glory to God. Sumana Hashanah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, wonderful people. Hallelujah. Well, brother, put on some good music. Y'all get some coffee. Verna, we're going to publish that. Just write it down what God gave you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We'll be here tomorrow morning, morning devotion. Somebody say, praise God. It's been so good. It's been so good. It was so good.